So today we will be dealing with the sugya. Maybe we should be learning the sugya every week. Who knows? In Mechikoi Sai Telechu, Ve'et Mitzvoi Sai Tishmeru Va'asisa Moisam, Rashi, In Mechikoi Sai Telechu. What does that mean? What does it demand? Yochov Zekiu Ma'mitzves Kishu Oimez Ve'et Mitzvoi Sai Tishmeru Harekiu Ma'mitzvah Samu Ma'ani Mekayim In Mechikoi Sai Telechu. The pasuk doesn't mean the performance of the many mitzvahs we have. That is included in mitzvah tishmeru. So what does im b'chukai tishmeru mean? Shetiu amelim b'toyra. Toil in toyra. So today we will discuss the very basic mitzvah, maybe the most basic of all mitzvahs, which is mitzvah talmud toyra. The mitzvah to learn, to indulge, to dedicate your time and your energy to Talmud Torah. What is the source of mitzvahs Talmud Torah? Quoting the Rambam, Mitzvah Yud Aleph, Mitzvot Asay of Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shetzivanu Lilmoid Chochmas HaTorah Ulelamdo, to learn and to teach, V'zeu Shenikro Talmud Torah, that is what we define as the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, V'hu Amaro, Vishinantom Levonech. So it is very interesting and noteworthy that the Rambam finds the basic source of Mitzvah's Talmud Torah. It is the first pasuk he quotes as a source for this mitzvah. V'hu Amaro Vishinantom Levonech. V'loshin Sefri Levonechu Elo L'Talmidecho. So Vishinantom Levonechu means teaching Talmidim. How would that be the basic source of Mitzvah's Talmud Torah? Seemingly, it deals with a detail, with an addition, with one of the specifics of this great mitzvah. On one hand, the Rambam writes, that is the source. Veloshin Sefri Levonechu Elu Talmidecho V'chein Atu Moitze V'kol Mokom Sh'atalmidim Kruyim Bonim. Our Talmidim, as defined, are defined as Bonim. V'sham Ne'amar, in the same Sefri, the same source, on one hand, we find the interpretation. On the other hand, v'shinantom sheyiyu divrei Torah mechudonim v'fichu, and that is not only a sefri, it's also the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed sheyiyu divrei Torah mechudonim v'fichu. V'chein nichpal atzivui hazeh pa'amim rabot v'limatetem v'asisem l'man yelmedun. וכבר התפרז הזירוז על מצווה זו לשקוד בתומיד במקוי מייסהר במין התלמוד. So the Rambam says, we find many sources and many passages in the Talmud dealing and encouraging each and every individual to dedicate time and energy to Talmud Torah, and this mitzvah appears many times in Torah's Moshe. However, the Rambam quotes the basic source, Vishinantom Levonach. So this mitzvah has three different parts, three different aspects. The Rambam writes, "Lilmoid chokhmas haTorah ulelamda." You learn and you teach. Whom do you have to teach? First and foremost, primarily your children. But it is not only children; those that have the capacity, the ability, the talent to teach talmidim are also obliged to teach Talmidim. And that is what Chazal learned from the Pasuk Vishinantum Levonecho, Levonecho Elo Talmidim. So why shouldn't we interpret Levonecho children? Why would it mean Talmidim? Because another Pasuk says, V'limadet HaMoisim Es B'neichem. And therefore, V'limadet HaMoisim Es B'neichem deals with your biological children, and Vishinantum Levonecho is your spiritual children, your Talmidim, who are defined as children. So are we dealing with three different and distinct mitzvahs, or rather is it one mitzvah that has different parts and different halachas and different details? So most of the Rishonim, Moinei HaMitzvahs, first and foremost amongst them the Rambam, and his Bartuk did the Ramban, they dedicate only one slot of the Taryag to mitzvahs Talmud Torah. And they include in this one mitzvah, Lilma Torah, and teaching your children, teaching your Talmidim, it all belongs in the context of one mitzvah. That is clear in the Rambam, even though Chazal know these three different halachos from three different sources. And the sources in Kiddushin Chof, Tesum, Advais, the Gemara says, how do we know that a person has to teach Torah to his children? And if your father didn't teach you Torah, you have to learn on your own. And that halacha we know from V'lamadat HaMoisam, U'shemartem La'asoisam. Teach your Talmidim, V'shinantum Levanecho. But in the Rambam, it's quite obvious that these might be three different halachas, but they're all included in one general mitzvah, which is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Some Rishonim, the Smach Sefer Mitzvahs Kotan, one of the great Bali Atosis in Mitzvah Kufay and Kuvav, dedicates two slots of the Taryag to Talmud Torah. While Mitzvah Kufay is a little more in Chokmes HaTorah, Kuvav is teaching Torah to others. Children and Talmidim being included in the same mitzvah, that is also the opinion of Rabbeinu Sadia Gaon in his Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Halachas Gedolos is the only one of the Moinei HaMitzvahs, and actually the first Sefer HaMitzvahs we have is Halachas Gedolos, and he defines three different mitzvahs. Learn, teach your children, teach your Talmidim. But I see no nafka min ala halacha, whether it's one mitzvah or three different mitzvahs. Teaching your children and teaching your Talmidim, different halachas. And it is clear in Chazal, the basic source in Kiddushin, a person has to spend money to teach his children Torah. And if he doesn't have the ability to teach Torah himself, he's not a scholar, he's not a Talmud Chacham, and he thinks his children probably will be far better off if he pays a prominent Talmud Chacham to teach them, and therefore he is mechuyev to spend money to teach his children. But to teach Talmidim doesn't have to be at your expense. So the fact that there are different halachas, does that necessarily mean that there are two mitzvahs? Not at all. It is definitely acceptable, reasonable, that one mitzvah has many details. And the general mitzvah of Talmud Torah includes the mitzvah incumbent upon every individual to learn as much as he can, to teach his children at his expense, to teach Talmidim in as much as he has the capacity to teach Talmidim. So this is regarding the discussion, are we dealing with one mitzvah or separate mitzvahs, and beyond the number of taryag, this really doesn't have any nafka min ala halach. Shulchan Aruch Rav, Hilchas Talmud Torah, makes a very interesting assumption, and he writes, there are two different mitzvahs in Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah and Yediyas Torah. Learning. And when you're engaged in Talmud Torah, this is a mitzvah. But besides the mitzvah of learning Torah, there is a mitzvah of Yediyas Torah. And I think that the Shulchan Aruch Rav is the only source, at least the only source I'm aware of, that argues these are two mitzvahs, which goes against all the great Rishonim, Moinei HaMitzvahs, because none of them dedicates two different slats or defines two different mitzvahs, Talmud Torah and Yediyas Torah. There's a famous letter from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and O Yisrael, Simen Chov Zayin, or Igeret Chov Zayin, in which Rabbi Yisrael writes, and I'm quoting his lashon, Hinei b'mitzvahs Talmud Torah yesh b'zei shnei enyonim, limud haTorah v'yediyas haTorah. And in Beis Halevi al HaTorah, we find a very similar argument in Parshas Mishpoti. This is a very popular theme in the Litvish Avel. Talmud Torah and Yediyas HaTorah. In my opinion, not only are they not two mitzvahs, I don't even think they're two different chalokim, chalokim mitzvah or inyanim. In my opinion, we have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, What are you supposed to do? And we have the background, the objective, the mahus, the essence of mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Sefer HaChinuch made it very clear in his formulation when he writes, L'ilmud chochmas haTorah kedei, kedei lo da'at. In order we should know, ha'derech nelech bo, v'samasa asher ya'asun. So to me it is clear that the essence of mitzvahs Talmud Torah is L'ilmud al menat l'da'at. So these aren't two inyanim. The mitzvah is to learn Torah. It is very unreasonable to define Yediyas HaTorah as a mitzvah. When is a person making the mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah? When? Every moment of his life, by the fact, the mere fact that he is knowledgeable. The mitzvah is to learn. However, what is the continuation of the pasuk? And the importance of mitzvah Talmud Torah and the prominence this mitzvah has. And the reason Chazal say this mitzvah is more important than all the others, Talmud Torah keneged kilah, is only because Talmud Gadol shetalmud mevi lidei mais. There is no other way to be a good Jew if you don't learn Torah, and you don't know Torah, and you don't understand and appreciate what being a good Jew means, then how would you know that if you don't learn Torah? So the essence of Mitzvah Talmud Torah is to know Torah. The actual mitzvah is to learn Torah. So we're not dealing with two mitzvahs, and not even two inyanim. We're dealing with the mahus and the ma'isa, the essence of Mitzvah Talmud Torah, and the actual obligation. What is it we have to do? So Sefer HaChinuch defines mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Mitzvahs asay lilmoid chokhmas haTorah ulelamda kloimar. Keitzad nase ha-mitzvahs v'nishmor mema shemananu mimeno v'ladat mishpatei haTorah al kivun ho-emes. That is what mitzvahs Talmud Torah is all about. So I quoted before the Beis Halevi and Rebbe Sol Salanter. So in the Litvische Welt, there's a great deal of emphasis, which I totally agree with. Emphasis on the importance of the Etzem process, the Etzem Limud, the Etzem being engaged in Talmud Torah. And yes, that is of supreme importance. But in the definition of Mitzvah Talmud Torah, the essence of Mitzvah Talmud Torah is Lilmud Chokhmas HaTorah Ulelamda Kaloimar Keitzad Nasa HaMitzvahs V'Nishmor Mema Shemananu. And therefore, as I'll say at the end of the first Pesach edition, there was an argument, Talmud Gadol or Ma'aseh Gadol, Talmud Gadol Shetalmud Meivir Ademais. So Talmud Torah is the greatest mitzvah. And I have a very basic question, an extremely basic question, maybe the most basic of all questions. And I wrote a great deal about this question. One of the basic yesodis we have in halacha is oisik b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah. And everybody is familiar with that basic halacha. If you're engaged in one mitzvah, never do you have to stop doing a certain mitzvah in order to perform another mitzvah. Even if that other mitzvah might be a far greater mitzvah than the one you are presently engaged in. Oisik b'mitzvah poto min ha-mitzvah. Oisik b'mitzvah poto, even from a mitzvah that is far harsher. Oisik b'mitzvah rabona poto min ha-mitzvah diurais. Oisik b'mitzvah she'eino averes, patu min ha-mitzvah averes. That is a basic rule. Oisik b'mitzvah poto min ha-mitzvah. There is only one mitzvah of the Taryag to which this rule does not apply. One of the Taryag to which this rule doesn't apply. Which mitzvah is that? Mitzvah Talmud Torah. And you might be learning, any mitzvah that comes up overrides Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says, as everybody knows, Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph, Reb Shimon bar Yochai v'chaverov were not mevatel Talmud Torah for tefillah. And when they were engaged in learning, and Zman Tefillah came, they disregarded Zman Tefillah, they kept on learning. But even they were mevatel Talmud Torah for Kriya Shema. And Rabbi Yochanan says, it is only Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai v'chaveres she'oisot teros v'mumanosam. They were entitled to disregard and ignore the mitzvah of Tevilah because of their learning. But we aren't that great, says Rabbi Yochanan, the greatest of the Amiroim. We're not in the category of teros v'mumanosam. Therefore, we have no right to ignore mitzvah Tevilah. And it's a Gemara in Moed Kotan Daftes. Call mitzvah shehi efshar l'asotah al-yedei acherim do'ichatal matoyna. So you might be in the middle of learning, but you have to stop learning to perform any mitzvah that comes up. So how is it possible that the greatest of all mitzvahs is the only mitzvah to which the rule of oisid mitzvah does, potam mitzvah does not apply? Every other mitzvah, even a mitzvah that I'm born on, oisid b'mitzvah, potam mitzvah, besides tal matoyna. So this is a question which we could speak about for hours. But the response to this question is in Yerushalmi, in the first Perek of Brochas. And Yerushalmi says, Aloimit shalor menat la'asoy, and that's a very harsh expression of Yerushalmi, Noyak lo ilu nechu shuliosoy alpona v'loyotza la'avir v'oilom. So the explanation of the Yerushalmi is an extremely simple one. Why is Talmud Torah the greatest of all mitzvahs? It is only because learning Torah leads to the performance of mitzvahs. So how could learning Torah override the performance of mitzvahs? The prominence Talmud Torah has, and the reason it is such an important mitzvah, is only because Lilmud Almena La'asot. Talmud Gadol Shetalmud Mezi Lidei Maisa. And therefore Talmud could never override Maisa. So in a way, philosophically, Maisa has the upper hand. And we came to this world not only to learn Torah. We came to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To serve in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in many ways, with many mitzvahs. Talmud Torah is the greatest of the mitzvahs, but it is only because it is the way to perform all the others, the shleimus. If you won't learn Torah, how would you ever know how to be a good Jew, how to fulfill your duty? What is your duty? And therefore, Talmud Torah is so important. But it is only important because it leads to all the other mitzvahs. And therefore, Talmud would never override Maisa. And the only mitzvah to which this basic rule, Oisid mitzvah potam mitzvah, would not apply is Talmud Torah. And this brings us to the unmistakable conclusion that the Ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Yediyas HaTorah. So yes, Talmud Torah is Mekadosh. Talmud Torah is Metayel. Talmud Torah could bring you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The process in itself is magnificent and important and elevating and sanctifying. But by halachic definition, the essence of Talmud Torah is learn so you shall know the halachas, and you should know what your duty is, and you should know how to get there. So a wise man once said, if you don't know where you want to go, how will you know how to get there? So if you don't learn Torah, you don't know where you want to go. How will you ever get there? So that is why we have to learn Torah. So the gather of mitzvahs, Talmud Torah, is learn Torah in order you should know how to do mitzvahs, how to serve the Kodesh Baruch Hu best. So we're not dealing with two and yoni, but with the mitzvah and the essence of the mitzvah, its underlying importance and background and essence. And that is actually the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So what is the basic source that we have to learn Torah? So the Gemara says a person has to learn Torah because the person says, V'lemadita moisa mushmartim la'asoisa. This drosha, this pasuk seems to indicate clearly that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is but the Rambam bases the Ikar mitzvah of Talmud Torah on the other pasuk, v'shinan tom levonecha, she'yihu divrei Torah mechudadim b'ficha. And this same pasuk is interpreted for a different halacha, v'shinan tom levonecha era ha'talmidim. So my feeling is, how would you ever teach Torah to talmidim if Torah isn't clear, crystal clear? You can't transmit Torah, and you can't disseminate Torah if your Torah is it with clarity, with behirus, and with utmost simplicity and krokai. So these two drashas are two sides of the same coin. Shenantem Lavanechu demands that you teach Torah to Talmidim. It also demands that you give Torah Mechundodim Lefich. Which once again leads to the conclusion that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to achieve Yediyas Torah. So it's not two halakim or two different dinyanim. The mitzvah is Talmud. The goal, the ultimate goal is Yediyas Torah. So we need to learn in order to know Torah. And we also find two different sources, Menachas Tzadik Teshu Medveis. Omer Esh Lokesh Kol HaMashachayach Dovar Echod Mitalmud HaYoyiv HaBalav Shenem HaRashom HaLachu Ushmar Enavshich HaMayoyiv Pen Tishkach Es HaDavori. And it is from this passage that Chazal say, to the extreme, HaMashachayach Dovar Echod Mitalmud HaYoyiv HaBalav. And it then say mitzvah, another Amor says, Shloish Olavin, Chamish Olavin. There's competition in the Gemara. How many lavin a person is over if he forgets one shtickle Torah that he ever learned? And that is the Gemara Menachas Tzadik Tes. However, there's a Mishnah Novus, Peir Gimel, Mishnah Ches, and the Mishnah says, Rab Distoy Berab Yanai Mishum Rab Meir, Kola Shecheich Dovar Echud Mishnah Soy, Mal Ola Vakosav Kiromis Chayev V'Nafshoy. So the halacha in the Gemara, it's more halachic description or definition. How many lavim is over? But the language, the formulation in the Mishnah Novus is far harsher. Kiru mischayev benasho. So Rabbeinu Yonah's interpretation of the Mishnah and the Bar Tanura, Rabbeinu Avadia, follows in the footsteps of Rabbeinu Yonah. Harezik kiru mischayev benasho. Why? Why would a person forgetting anything of his learning be mischayev benasho? So Rabbeinu Yonah says we're dealing with a Moira Haroah, or a Rav that paskins for others, and that is a tremendous responsibility, paskining for others. So if you neglect your studies and you don't take it seriously and you don't do your utmost, dedicating your time, your energy, and all your kaitas to Talmud Torah, how would you ever be able to paskin for others? And therefore, Harez and Mishayim Ben Asher. However, the Mishnah doesn't indicate that this Mishnah is dealing with teachers or Rabbonim or Oiskin. The Mishnah simply says, so it is quite clear that this Mishnah has many other Mamore Chazal, and I think the same applies to the Gemara. But the Moinia Mitzvahs didn't bring all these lives. So many times Chazal saying Mamorim Bahafloger, Bizderach Hafloger, doesn't really mean a lav like Balya Rov or Balya Motz or Achilles Nebel or Achilles Tzleifa. Vareza Mitzchayev Benafshe is also Biderech HaFloga. So another interpretation that Rabbeinu Avadia suggests, Vareza Mitzchayev Benafshe, because Torah Gunimani, the Torah Tzuleimati, Torah defends, Torah guards us against all Nezek or Paronis, and therefore, if you let down your guard, it is as if you are exposing yourself to Sakana, to danger. If you have the means to safeguard yourself and you let down your guard, you're exposing yourself to you're putting yourself in harm's way, you're putting your life in jeopardy, and that is why Mischayev Ben Asher, because Torah Gune Magne v'Torah Tzule Matli, and therefore, when you neglect your Torah, in a way, Chazal say, Harezeh Mischayev Ben Asher, because you're putting yourself in jeopardy. Your physical life, your spiritual life. Which brings us to a question, if Talmud Torah is the most important of all mitzvahs, and this is a question people have been asking since probably Mamad Arsi and I, so how much do we have to learn? How much time do we need to dedicate to our learning? We learn in the beginning of Masechet Peah, we say this mission every day in the morning before Birchas and Shachar. One of the mitzvahs she'ein lehem shiur is Talmud Torah. And Ishnois Eliyahu, the Gro on the spot says, when Chazal say ein lehem shiur, lo lemala velo lemata. As much as you think you learn, it's never enough. But on the other hand, posek echad shachris, posek echad arvis, you are mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And when Chazal say, "Menochas tap tzadik tes, afilo leikore la posak echad shachas posak echad arvet," and Chazal go to an even greater extreme in Tosugis. Medorim chesam ed alaf, menochas tzadik tes medvei, afilo leikore la kriya shaman shachas viarvet. Yotzi edei chavotoi. So what is the source that a person has to learn by day and by night? Lo yomes sefer atayro zeh mepicho v'ogisa v'yoyme v'layla. That is a pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua. It's not even Torah's Moshe. In the first pasuk that we have of Divrei HaNeviim, Perek Aleph in Sefer Yehoshua, lo yomes sefer atayro zeh mepicho v'ogisa v'yoyme v'layla. But that is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. So what is the mitzvah d'oraisa? Eilu devorim she'ein lehem shir. It's not even by day and by night. However, if the mitzvah d'oraisa is the shinantom levonecho shiyo divrei Torah mechududim befecho, you're never going to get there with posak echad shachas, posak echad arvet. You definitely won't get there with kriya shema shachas v'arvet. And therefore, the Ramon Hilchos Talmud Torah makes it clear, well, it depends. What does it depend on? Depends on every individual, depends on your day, depends on the gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon you. And not every individual, not every human being was destined to be a scholar. And knowing our children, some have the koichet to learn yomim v'layla and ultimately to grow giants in Torah. Some don't have those koichet and nefesh. So judging by the talents of our children and their personalities, some people have come to this world to be mekayem v'hugis v'yoyim v'laylo all day and all night. Others have a different interpretation of the same posuk. Some of the day, some of the night. So there's a story I love very much, and I told it 1,000 times. Hagaon Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin was the Gadol Dor in America before Rav Moshe achieved, you know, his great acclaim. And Rav Moshe was a great admirer of Rav Henkin. And this is a story Rav Henkin related. When he was a younger man, he once met the Chazon Ish. And he didn't know the Chazon Ish. They didn't know each other. And if you ever saw pictures of the Chazon Ish, he wasn't a very imposing figure. So Rav Henkin turned to the Chazon Ish and he asked him what his name is. He said what his name is. And he asked him, do you learn? And the Chazon Ish responded by saying, when I have time, I learn. But an answer, obviously he had a lot of time. Obviously he had a lot of time. But I think that response, it's not only a reflection of the Chazon Ish's Anov and Pashtus, it is the most precise and exact definition of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. What is Mitzvah Talmud Torah? How much do you have to learn? When you have time, you have to learn. And what the question boils down to is, do you have time or not? And the Yosef Lavoi, when each and every one of us will stand before Kisei HaMishpat, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaShoitet Kol HaOretz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will turn to us and ask that very same question that Rav Henkin asked the Chazon Ish. Did you learn? And we will say, when? When we have time, we learn. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say, okay, so let's check your Seder Yom, and let's see together, did you have time, or did you not have time? Starting off at 6 in the morning, you got up. So, you drank your coffee, okay, legitimate. What did you do next? Well, I read the newspaper, I read this, I read that, I checked my email, and I could spoke who will look at us with such a rachmanis blick and say, did you have time or didn't you have time for my Heilig Torah? So time is a very relative concept. Two people, one has a great deal of time, and the Chazon Ish had a lot of time, others have less time. And it also depends on your objective life. Well, many of us have to toil very hard to bring parnosa for our families, to provide for our families, to provide for our community. Many of us don't have the koichas ha-nefesh and what it takes to be diligent and to learn Yom Ha'Lailo, and therefore, Kel Be'eris Hashem, and only Aboichen Kaloyes V'Leiv will judge each and every individual. Did you dedicate your time to Talmud? And the Rosh says in the first Perek of Bava Masa, regarding with a specific halacha that is dependent on a definition of Terosei Omenosei. Terosei Omenosei is exempt from paying taxes. Doesn't have to pay taxes. He doesn't have to participate in any community undertakings and activities. And the Rosh explains, who is the one that's defined as Terosei Omenosei? In modern Israel, the definition of Terosei Omenosei is you don't work. Doesn't matter what you do. But the Rosh explains, what is Terosei Omenosei? A person that dedicates all his spare time to Talmud Torah, emphasizing spare time. In our modern jargon, it's your leisure time. And in the modern world, there's a tremendous industry dealing with people's leisure time, because computers and robots are taking the place of workers in the entire world. People have more time. So there's a tremendous industry dealing with leisure time. A Talmud Chacham never has leisure time. On the car on the way to this shiur, I told my wonderful Nahag, who himself is a Marbit Steiner, my dear friend Rav Isaacson, I wonder if I'll ever have a moment in which I'll sit down with a cup of coffee and say, what do I do now? You know, maybe I read a book, maybe. We never have time. We never have time. There is always so much to do and so much to learn. When will we ever get over it? Hopefully never. Hopefully to the last moment of our lives, we still will be engaged in Avos Torah, Nomala Torah, in teaching Torah, and in learning Torah. So the Rosh says, how do you define Terus HaMenosek? The Rosh clearly explains, he could be Oisik Beparka Matya. Parka Matya is Mischa. Is Mischa English? Esorcha is in English. Yeah. So you could be busy with business or with physical labor. What defines you as a Ben Torah is, what do you do with your spare time? And if you dedicate your spare time to Talmud Torah and to Simchas Torah, that is Terosei Omenosei. That is the definition that the Rosh gives in Bava Masa. So the Gaon, and the Gaon probably was the greatest masman in hundreds of years. So it was divine providence, the Minas Shemayim, that the Gaon and Shnei Yisrael Yoli should define the mission in Beresh Masechet Peah. But the interpretation of the Gaon is a very harsh one, and he says, Derech Eretz is a mitzvah. So when you're Isaac in Derech Eretz, you're Isaac in a mitzvah. That is a very harsh definition. Which means you are entitled to be Isaac in Derech Eretz, but only Kedei Chayot. You know, if you have enough to provide for your basic needs, run to the Beis Medrash. 200 years transpired from the Gaon to the Meir Simcha, to the Or Sameach. Obviously, the Or Sameach was, well, he knew the world better, probably, than the Gaon. So the Osameach has a more lenient interpretation of the concept of Eile Devorim Shein Lahem Shiel Olamala V'Olamata. And of Meir Simcha comments, it depends not only on what you're busy with, it also depends on what you've got, on the Tchonas HaNefesh, on your talents, on your personality. And as I said before, not every person has what it takes to learn Yoimam V'Lailo. And therefore, the Hogisa V'Yoimam V'Lailo has a liberal and flexible interpretation. For some people on some days, it means some of the day and some of the night. For other people and in other times, it means all day and all night. And only HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaBoichin Kaloyet V'Lev will judge each and every individual. Did you fulfill your share? Did you love my Torah as I would expect you to love my Torah? And did you dedicate as much time and energy as I expected you to dedicate to this most lofty and holy endeavor of Talmud Torah. So this is a little hagdoras and ideas and feelings about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And one of the sources that has special appeal to me, and I probably quoted this Rabbeinu Yonah 1,000 times, and each and every one of my Talmidim probably knows it by heart. Kosaf Rabbeinu Yonah, Perek Dalet of Masechet Avos. Kisha'ato Omel, Da'alapnei Mi Ato Omel, says the Mishnah. Kosaf Rabbeinu Yonah. Kisha'ato Misyageya Betoire Tishtashayapo. כי התורה תורה הייתה שעשוע של הקדוש ברוך הוא שלהם הרי אצלו יומן ושעשוע ויום יום והקדוש ברוך הוא נותן לנו תורה שאונו נשתעשע בו. What a beautiful and unbelievable Rabbeinu Yonah. How profound. So Rabbeinu Yonah says כשאתו מסייגע בתורה תשתעשע בו בנויג שביילום האומר והששוע אנטרתי בסתו. Omer is toil, hard work. What is shashua? I don't know. Fun, pleasure, play, somewhere in between. So most people work 5 days a week. Some of them work 6 days a week. And then you have the weekend for shashua. You work 11 months a year, more or less. And then you have time for vacation for shashua. Rabbeinu Yonah says, "Kishato misya gaya b'toyre tishta shayah bo." In our world, in our system, toil and pleasure are not part of the system. They are not two things. We toil and toil, and we enjoy every moment. We love toil. We play with toil. So, kishato misya gaya b'toyre tishta shayah bo. But it goes beyond that. כי הקודש ברוך הוא השתשעיה בתורסוי, שנאמר וששורב יוים יוים, והקודש ברוך הוא נוסם לא נתור שאולו נשתשעיה. Various different sources in the Gemara, Chazal grapple with a question, בואי תדבקוי, וכי אפשר לדבוק בו. אחרי השם אלוקיכם תלכון, וכי אפשר ללכת אחרו, ולא איש אוכל לו היא. How could a person be דובק in הקודש ברוך הוא? So Chazal offer different approaches, different interpretations. On one hand, Hadbeg b'midoiso, Hu rachum afatu rachum, Hu chanun afatu chanun. On the other hand, Hadbeg b'talmidei chachamim. Rabbeinu Yonah says, when we are mishtasheya v'toyre, in a way, we are mekayim the mitzvah voitid b'kun, ki HaKodesh Boch Hu mishtasheya v'toyros. V'HaKodesh Boch Hu nosem lono toyru sha'onu nishtasheya v'toyre. And that is so important and so essential. And almost on a daily basis, when young and old people come to ask me, what should I learn? Where should I put my efforts? What? Gemara, halacha, mikra. And my response is always the same. Eino demloimed elo b'mokon sheli b'chofetz. Learn what you would most love to learn. Learn what you would most enjoy to learn. So besides the very basics of Aloha Lamaisa, you need to learn the basics of Hilchas Tefillah and Hilchas Shabbos and the very basics. But beyond that, the Mokam Sheli Bechofetz, what is more important than anything else is, Kishato Misyageya B'Toyre Tishtasheya. Be engaged, be involved. Think about what you learned in the morning. Toyre shouldn't be a burden. That it should be a pleasure. Said David HaMelech. So the most important thing is what the Rabbeinu Yonah teaches us. Tishtasheyav. And that is the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Yutes. Eino demloimed elo b'mokim shel libay chofetz. Libay chofetz is the most important fact. And some wonderful people I know, who are professionals and business people and tear away an hour, two or three or four or five a day just to learn Torah. And when they ask me, what should we learn? What you most would enjoy to learn? That is what you should learn. Whether it's Gemara or Halacha or Pilpul or Mikra or Musar, or learn what will inspire you, learn what you feel, what elevates you, learn what you would most enjoy to learn. There's a very famous Egle Tal, the Avni Nezer, the great Sachet Shuvah Rebbe, who was one of the greatest Gedolim in Poland. And besides Shuvah Avni Nezer, he wrote the Sefer Egle Tal on Hilchos Shabbos, Malachos Shabbos. And in the introduction in his Sefer, he attacks the Hasidim to think that enjoying Talmud Torah is something negative, and it goes against the concept of Torah Lishma. And he totally rejects that mistaken opinion. And the Egle Tal proves from the Zohar. The Zohar says that our Yetzer Hara is nourished by Simchas HaTorah, and the Yetzer Hara is nurtured by Simchas HaChet, Simchas HaVeda. So if Simchas HaTorah would be a negative concept, how would it nourish the Yetzer Tov? So the Egle Tal, who was a manig of a Choshev HaChassidish dynasty, says, of course you should enjoy your learning, and that's not detrimental to Torah Lishma. Who are those Hasidim that he's attacking and rejecting? He doesn't say, but I will reveal the secret. One of the great Polish Rebbes in the same generation of the Egle Tal was the Alexander Rebbe, the Yismach Yisroel. And in Parshas Bechukotah, in this week's Parsha, he writes that many Lamdim think that a person has to learn because it's a pleasure and they enjoy the learning. And they think that is how a good Jew should learn. And that's a mistake. That's not Torah Lishma. Torah Lishma means you learn even though you're not up to it. And you learn even if it's hard for you and even if it's a burden. That is Torah Lishma. But if you're just enjoying the learning, how would that be Torah Lishma? Writes the Yismach Yisroel. And he was a ben dorei of the Egle Tal. And to me it is clear that he is the one the Egle Tal is aiming at, without mentioning his name. He didn't want to offend one of the great Hasidic leaders of his time. And I say the Egle Tal is right, and the Yismach Yisroel is right as well. They're both right. Because those people that learn only because they enjoy learning, no, that is not Torah Lishma. Will those people ever learn Elul Treifas and Masechet Chilin and Hilchos Treifas? Not much lumdus there. Will they learn Taharas and Masechet Kelim? Or will they be stuck forever and ever in the first five Blat and Eila Metzias and in Shnayim Ochsen and in Ksuvis and the Sugis they learn in Yeshivas and they heard you and from? Of course you need to enjoy your learning. That is the Beini Yoina. But you don't learn because you are supposed to enjoy your learning. You learn because that is the way to be Dovak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is your obligation, that is your duty, and it is not only your pleasure. And each and every one of us, even the greatest of Lamdonim, sometimes has, you know, what Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus call Moichin Dekatnos. You probably saw that concept somewhere. We all have those moments in which we're not really up to it. Do you learn that? Would you learn those sugyas, whether it's a gadata or it's other things that you don't really enjoy learning? But that is the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. You need to cover and learn the entirety of Torah. So, of course, it is our goal to try to enjoy learning, and we should, but we also have to be very keenly and clearly aware that Talmud Torah is not only for our pleasure, it is an obligation, and it is a chiyuv, whether you're up to it or not. You have to learn everything, whether you enjoy it or not. So in this very same parasha, there is a passage by the Chasam Sofer which is mind-boggling. And the Chasam Sofer coincides with the Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Dalet. when the Nefesh HaChaim says Torah Lishma means learning L'shem Simchas HaTorah. And the Nefesh HaChaim also has a Bar Plukta without mentioning his name. And we are fully aware who the Bar Plukta of the Nefesh HaChaim is. So the greatest disciple of the good, Reb Chaim, and Nefesh HaChaim Shara Dalet, said some people think that Torah Lishma is not enjoying your learning, and that is a mistake. Because if Torah Lishma means for the sake of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it would be Torah Lishmai. Kodesh Baruch Hu was never Lashon HaKeva. So what does Torah Lishma mean? So the Nefesh HaChaim argues Torah Lishma is Torah Lishem Torah. Torah Lishem Avos, Torah Lishem Simchas, Torah learn because you enjoy learning. Because there is no greater delight and no greater pleasure than Talmud Torah. Who is he going after? The Baal Shem Tov, because all the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov quote in his name. Torah Lishma means L'shem Shumayim. So how do they deal with the concept? Why wouldn't it be the Torah Lishmai? It's Torah Lishem Shechina. Torah Lishem Ashroa Shechina. And therefore it's Loshon Nekev. So there are two different interpretations of this most lofty of goals, learning Torah Lishma. According to the Veshem Tov, it's L'shem Shumayim. Lasus Machas Ruach. We learn because that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked us to do for him. Reb Chaim Elozen says, Torah Lishma is L'shem Simchas HaTorah. There is opinion number three, which is the early Gedolei HaMusa. The Reish HaShchachma in his introduction on the Shla. And they were 200 years before the Baal Shem Tov and Reb Chaim Elozen. And they say Torah Lishma means Torah Lishem Mitzvah. Torah Lishem Mitzvoteya. L'lmoid Almanas Lasais, which brings us back to the beginning of today's Shia. So there are three different interpretations. What is Torah Lishma? And once again, here I also say, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim, and the Shleimus of an Omel B'Torah is only the combination of the three. I made it very clear in the first part of today's Shir in the Halachic section. The Yikim Mitzvah Stam HaTorah is Lomed Amanas L'Das, Lomed Amanas L'Kayif. That is what Mitzvah Stam HaTorah is all about. However, it is of extreme importance to be mishtasheh b'divrei Torah. And when you enjoy your learning, your neshama is involved, your soul is involved, and Torah seeps into every crevice of your essence and your neshama. And you need to learn l'shem shemayim, knowing that Torah is not like any other study. Torah is devar Hashem, and Torah is mekanesh. And with Torah we bring a nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch. So the Sam Sofer says, if a person learns only to know how to perform the mitzvahs, that is not mitzvah stam HaTorah at all. That's hechsher mitzvah. It's only hechsher mitzvah. You need to learn because you enjoy your learning. So the Sam Sofer says, if you learn in order to know how to do your mitzvahs, it's not stam HaTorah, it's hechsher mitzvah. How can you say such an outrageous thing? Hechsher mitzvah. Well, the Rishonim will make it very clear that is what Talmud Torah is about. Kedei Ludas, how to perform the mitzvahs. Talmud Mevi Ledei Mainzer. So my understanding of the Chasam Sofer is this, and listen to what I say. My understanding of the Chasam Sofer is, to some people, Talmud Torah is like a user's manual. All they need is a Shmita Shabbos Kelchos. And you turn to the Torah when you have a problem. You know, person bought a new cell phone, he has a user's manual. It's not really very interesting reading, you know. Yeah. But when you want to understand the features on your phone or on your coffee maker or any other appliance you buy, sometimes you need to look it up in the user's manual. So the Sam Sofer says, if to you Torah is merely a user's manual, and all you need the Torah is when you have a shayla and you don't know how to do Netilas Yadayim, that is Hechsher Mitzvah. That's not Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah means understanding and appreciating what Torah is in our life. Talmud Torah means learning, learning Kol HaTorah Kula. Al Menas Lasos. The objective is to know. The objective is to perform. The objective is, by Torah, achieving the goal of serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But that is far more than turning the Torah into a user's manual. So there are dargis. There are dargis that we need to understand. Torah is not merely a means to know how to perform this aloha or that. Torah is the most important of all the mitzvahs we have. But the objective of Torah is to make us better Jews and to bring us to perform and to be mekayim in the entirety of Torah and to better serve a Kodesh Bo. So Torah Lishma demands the Lo Nedam Anas La'asos, like the Shlon, the Reishis Chochma, make clear. Torah demands Simcha Satayra, learning with tremendous pleasure and Simcha and Sheshua. Torah demands the awareness that Torah is the Dvar Hashem, and every word of Torah sanctifies your neshama and brings you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and elevates you to the Madrega of Malachi Hashem. And all that is included in the concept of Torah Lishma, Vishnei Ponim L'Talmud Torah. So today we have dealt with, as I said at the beginning of today's year, probably the most basic of all mitzvahs, and the most inclusive of all mitzvahs. A mitzvah which is the shahr to each and every one of all our mitzvahs and avodas and nefesh. Torah is the means, and the only means in which a person could appreciate and know. What is our mission? What is our obligation? Why are we here and what we have to achieve? We should all know. We should all enjoy our Talmud Torah, and that is our mission, teaching Torah to Simcha. We should all enjoy our learning. We should all enjoy it. Dedicate our time and energy to learning and Al Yedei Talmud Torah. We should all come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and achieve our mission that we have come to this world to achieve. And in the schus of Talmud Torah, we should be zoche to rachami shemaim, to ge'ulas oilam, kodesh boch yishlach lanu moshiach tzedkenu, v'yivne beis migdushenu, v'sifarteinu, v'mheiro v'yomeinu, amen.